have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Me a while to get to this place. I'm so glad I'm in this phase, accepting all my flaws, embracing authenticity. 'Cause there's nobody quite like me. Oh, I like being me. Who I'm created to be.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Women Winning at Life from Ministry to Marketplace.
Amen. We give glory
and praise, for God is truly worthy of it all, y'all. You know that, right?
Amen.
This is a place, the pod, this show, where there's positive vibes, positive vision, and positive voice. Amen. So at this time, we're going to go to God in prayer. We want to talk about women winning at life, some of the habits of winning women, some of the things that they do. Just, you know, give you something to wrap your mind around. And just before we do that, we are definitely going to go to God in prayer. For God is all, and he's worthy. Amen. In his rightful place, He's always number one, numero uno. Let's pray. Father, we come now to thank you, Lord, for your goodness. We thank you, Lord, for your kindness to us, better to us than we deserve. And dear God, we want to say thank you. Thank you for loving us. Thank you, dear God. Father, we ask right now that something is said that will inspire somebody, that will help them to feel better about themselves, about life, about their situation. Dear God, we give you thanks now to know that we are the head and not the tail, above only, not beneath. And dear God, we thank you that we are the lender, not the borrower. Help us, oh God. Even if we're not there yet, help us to rise into our rightful places in you. For you are Lord of all, King of kings, and God, you own the cattle on a thousand hills. And the psalmist said, I have never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. And God, we know, Lord, that you are our source and our resource. You are our all and all. We thank you for this podcast. We thank you for Kim and Kim, our producer. And Lord, for the Elation family, we give you thanks. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen and amen. Well, it's Thursday, and we are thankful. Amen. The Lord has brought us to this part of the week, and we are thankful. I don't know what your Monday was like. Somebody had a blue Monday, but you don't have to settle for a blue Monday. You can have a marvelous Monday. I don't know what somebody's Tuesday was like. You don't have to have a terrible Tuesday. No way, no way. You can have a wonderful, you can have a loving, you can have a grateful, you can have a thankful Tuesday, you can have a wonderful Wednesday, a thrilling Thursday, you can have a fabulous Friday, a satisfying Saturday, and a sanctifying Sunday. You just got to put your mind to it. Put your mind to it, and you make the choice, make the decision. Well, on today, of course, we love the Word of God. We love to talk about God's Word. So we want to invite you on Fridays to join us in the clubhouse. And in the clubhouse, we'll be talking about something that's going to be inspiring and uplifting. And we always drop scripture. Even if we don't bathe in it, we will shower in it. We will share scripture. And sometimes, of course, we have many of you that drop by. You just want to share a word, feel free to do that. Friday night, 9 p.m. Central, it's the clubhouse. So come and check us out. Look for From Ashes to Beauty. And that's us, From Ashes to Beauty. Come check us out and come and share your experience, your testimony, your journey. Amen. I want to give us a scripture to ponder today from Psalm 4 and verse 7. And the psalmist writes, Thou hast put gladness in my heart. Thou hast put gladness in my heart. So if you're feeling down, acting down, talking down, looking down, why don't you repeat that to yourself, just as the psalmist said, Thou hast put gladness in my heart. My name is Loretta Petit, by the way. I am your host and facilitator for the podcast, The Loretta Petit Show, Women Winning at Life, From Ministry to Marketplace. If you'd like to connect with me, I would love that. Simply send your email to LorettaReviews@gmail.com. That's LorettaReviews@gmail.com. Let me answer a question for you, or maybe you'll make a suggestion for me, whatever the case is. Let's connect, my brothers and sisters. Father, but we've got the same Father. How about that? Amen. So today I want to share with you, I was inspired by a book from Valerie Burton. She is a positive writer about careers, about the strength of a woman. She is a positive writer about success. And I love reading her book, and she shares a lot of great things in the book that I have. But I wanted to share a little bit about just being a winner and some of the things that winning people do. They're resilient women, and they don't take no as a final answer. Is that you? Is that you? Do you want that to be you? You don't take no as a final answer. You know how to get recentered and relaunch yourself. You know how to approach a different kind of way to get the result that you desire. And if you don't know, I want to share a few things with you on today to hopefully help to get you there. to help you to be a better you, to help you to be stronger, to help you to be, determined and committed to the things that you feel is leading the way into your purpose. The first thing that we find is that we have to strike a balance between our relationships and our home life, our spiritual lives, and our work life, right? So one of the things that the women of great resilience, winning women, want to do is to be sure that they can face the situations that they're in and they are not afraid of failure. Write that down. Number one, they are not afraid of failure. Resilient women are at peace with who they are. Yes, and perhaps it's because their mistakes have humbled them. Lord knows, mistakes can humble us. Making bad choices can humble us. Or life experiences have even helped them to accept their own vulnerability. Whatever the reason, resilient women don't let imperfections hinder them, guys. They don't think failing means being a failure. We can fail without really being a failure, and you need to think in terms of that. You know, you can fail without being a failure. And these women learn as they go, and they make corrections that lead to positive outcomes. So number one, don't be afraid of failure. It's in all of our lives. There's no one on the planet who can say they've never failed. Come on now. Know that it's called life. Failure is going to happen, but that doesn't mean that you are a failure. As a man thinketh, so is he. Are you thinking that you are a failure? Then according to that word, you are correct. But if you want to change your stinking thinking into knowing that you are a success because Almighty God created you to be so, then you won't look at failures as being a failure. The second thing that winning and resilient women do is pride themselves on being flexible thinkers. They're flexible thinkers. They're not so straight and rigid that they're not flexible. Even if they occasionally struggle with negative thoughts, resilient, winning women notice when their thinking is counterproductive. Now, I hope you can realize when you're being counterproductive. There are times I've sat too long before the television. I say, wait a minute, I'm not being productive today. I've got to get up. I got to shake a leg. I got to do something. And I can't manage all the thoughts that's popping into my head because there's so many things I'm responsible for. But let me manage the things that I can. Let me grab hold to something I can manage, and let me focus on that thing first. So resilient winning women don't fall into destructive patterns of thinking, such as jumping to conclusions or making assumptions. But instead, they gather the facts needed to move around obstacles and to confront challenges head on. If something is not working, these resilient, winning women make adjustments until they work. We learn how to focus on what's within our control, and we exercise that control. We take it in small, manageable pieces, ladies, small, manageable pieces. For example, when they get passed over for a professional promotion or a ministerial opportunity, they don't just allow bitterness to take over, but instead they find one grain of truth in the evaluator's negative review and they make improvements. So what did I say? You take things in small, manageable pieces. Be flexible, y'all. Come on with your thinking. And when life is throwing you a bad turn, find that silver lining and hold on to it. Be a flexible thinker. Amen. You're never down for the count if you don't want to be. Be a flexible thinker. The third thing is, these resilient winning women, they're mostly optimistic. Mostly optimistic because dark days come to all of us. Negative thoughts the enemy sends in all of our ears. But they're mostly optimistic, mostly. because they understand if God did it before, he can do it again. They understand that God is all in all. They understand that we are the branches, and he is the husbandman, and we get all of our nourishment. We get all of our strength. We get everything, all of our energy from him. So they are mostly optimistic. It's hard to bounce back from setbacks. You know it. I know it. When we see every obstacle as the end of the world. Now, research has shown us that optimists live as much as 9 years longer than pessimists. Did you know that? Now, this is according to Valerie Burton's book, and that book is one of the truly uplifting books that she has. One is called Called to Inspire, and that's my calling. I'm called to inspire. I am a preacher. I am a teacher, and I feel I'm a soul reacher, but I am called to inspire. Amen. So if optimism is going to add a few years to your life, not just possibly, but probably, then why not flip the script and stop thinking dark and talking dark and acting dark and start to light up your life with optimism. No, no, I'm struggling there because I don't stutter. Optimism, and that rides right on the wings of faith. Optimists, real optimists, understand that that rides right on the wings of faith. Having faith in God is going to bring this thing to pass, and it's going to be marvelous, great, wonderful in my eyes. So being optimistic, it goes beyond just positive thinking. It goes right there on the wings of faith. Is deeply rooted, as a matter of fact, in our faith. It is the substance, faith is, of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen, the Hebrew writer said. King James Bible tells us distinctly that we must have faith. Now, as a result, in order to be optimistic, we must believe that something good is something possible. We must believe that God yet speaks from eternity. We must believe that he is and that he is a rewarder of all who diligently seek him. So therefore, we must ask, the Bible says. We must seek, the Bible says, and we must knock, the Bible says. Yes, we must seek God because he is seeking us, those who will worship him in spirit and in truth, the Bible says. Amen. See, these winning, resilient women see risk, and they take precautions to prevent problems. They see risk, and they take precautions to prevent problems. They don't meet a guy and invite him to their home. They don't meet a guy and invite him around their children. They see risk, and they take precautions to prevent problems. They don't put their slightly clad bodies on social media, calling attention to themselves in the most wrong way. They don't get drugged up or get drunk and fall asleep while they're walking in the streets and have to fall to the sidewalk and lay beside the curb. No, they see risk and they take precautions to prevent problems. In addition, when they're faced with a challenge, these winning, resilient women are more likely to say, I can't get through this. Oh, no. I can get through this. I must get through this. I will get through this. That's what they really say. The average woman does the opposite. Many times we'll say, we can't do what I can't do. Oh, I don't have time for that. Who's got time for that? That's just too much of a hassle for me. I can't. I won't. I'm not. You know, we talk all of this negative talk, and yet we hold out for positive outcomes. What's wrong with that picture? We must speak it, for the Bible says that death and life is in the power of our tongue. We have got to speak what we want to see. We have got to speak life to situations that seem like they're drying up right before our eyes. We've got to speak life to a negative world. We've got to speak life into the lives of these young people who are committing all kinds of crime and taking no thought for the consequences. We've got to speak life in our own homes, into our bodies, that we are healed and that we are financially stable. We've got to speak life over our children and our grandchildren, over our parents. We've got to speak life that they shall be all that God created them to be. The average woman tends to not go deep enough to speak life into their dead situations. Instead, they murmur, they complain, they cry, they tell a friend who tells a friend who tells another friend about all that you're going through, rather than tell the Father and keep the faith and speak life. Hallelujah. These things work for us. Again, winning, resilient women are mostly optimistic. This woman, she allows setbacks and she allows disappointments, but she don't allow them to discourage her. She will allow them to happen because it's life, but she won't allow them to discourage her. And eventually, she stops hoping for something better, and she starts to make things happen. She stops being a sideline purveyor, and she starts being a mover and a shaker. She is mostly optimistic. Amen. Hallelujah. Positive voice, positive vision, positive vibes right here. So a winning, resilient woman, she knows how to reach out. She understands that no man is an island and no man stands alone. In this case, no woman is an island. No woman stands alone. We need each other. We need each other. We want to build a business. We need somebody. We want to build a ministry. We need somebody. Yeah, we want to build an organization. We're going to need somebody, right? Even the preacher can't make it and be successful without having somebody to preach it to. You need to have somebody to preach it to. You need to have a lot of somebody to put something in the offering to keep the lights on. So we need each other. Resilient and winning women don't go it alone. They have friends and are not too proud to ask for help. Pardon me. We must watch our proud meter. Check your proud meter. And if it's too high up there, maybe you're a little bit too proud. You got to come down a little bit. See, resilient, winning women are not too proud to ask for help. When faced with a stressful situation or something totally out of their realm of understanding, totally out of their realm of doing, they ask for help. Sometimes you're going to get a no, my friend. Many times you might get no's, but don't stop asking because you have a vision that God has set before you. Keep asking. And I want you to know that the Lord is going to have someone there for you, but you got to do the work. So he's allowing you to do the work, but he's got somebody with a yes on their lips waiting for you to come to ask for help. Just knowing you have support can make a world of difference in your life. So ask for help, because that support system is going to be just what you need to get over the hurdle of whatever it is that you're doing, whatever it is that you're building. We all need somebody. So just knowing that you have support, it will alleviate some of the pressure off of you. Some of that pressure that may be pressing on you to cause a stroke, or pressing on you to cause a heart attack, or pressing on you to make you sick and be bedridden. It's going to take some of that off of you because we need each other. And that makes our Father smile, in my opinion, because he says that we're all members of one body. And when we act like that, I think that pleases the Lord. What do you think? So just knowing you have that support can alleviate some pressures, I'm saying. And iron will sharpen iron. Put a little bit of your iron on my iron. Man, we are sharper now. Yes, indeed. So let's strengthen each other. Let's strengthen our relationships. Let's strengthen each other, not just with the words of our mouth, but with the fruit of our labor. And they will make us stronger. Amen. Hallelujah. And the final piece I want to share with you is that winning, resilient women, we know how to use our strengths. Yes, indeed. And during challenging moments, we're going to use those strengths. Absolutely. So sometimes the tide is down, your money is funny, your change is strange, you don't have a job, or, you know, your family's acting some kind of way with you. You got to go to your strength, honey. Go to your strength. And we know our strength is in God, but He gives us the strength, and we've got to use it. So during challenging moments, winning, resilient women won't waste time only assessing their lives, or only assessing where they've been, or only assessing what they didn't do and what they don't have. Instead, they're going to look back over their life and they're going to say, wow, God did it for me back then. Got to do it again. We use our strengths. And so we put the pedal to the metal and we make sure that we're moving. We're moving. We're going to make some things happen. We're going to put our strengths to work right where we are. Right where we are, we are blooms in the making. But we're going to bloom where we're planted first, right where we are. We're going to use our strengths right where we are. Therefore, when faced with a difficult situation, we're going to tap into our power. We're going to tap into our strengths. We're going to tap into our faith. We're tapping into God, y'all. Yes, indeed. God has given each of us natural talents. So don't overlook yours. Don't underutilize yours. Just keep the faith. Keep on pressing. Keep on pushing. Keep on moving. I'm telling you, God is no shorter than his word. And I like to talk to people who are upward mobile. I like to share with you because I can see when the light bulb goes off in your eye when we're in person. I can see when you have a new concept that your spirit feels good about. I can see when, you know, you're on the edge of your seat and you're holding on to every word because you're going somewhere and you're loving the vehicle that I'm sharing with you so you can get there. I want to encourage you to keep on keeping on and don't give up on your dream. Don't give up on the visions God has allowed you to see. Don't give up on the goals that you made long ago, even though they never manifested yet. It's going to be dependent upon your faith. It's going to be dependent upon your faith. God says we are justified by our faith, and God, he's activated by our faith. He looks at our tears. He sees our heavy heart. He sees the burdens we carry. But when we have faith, oh, my God, that illuminates to God because that's what God chooses to use. He wants our faith. He wants our faith stretched out to him. So let me recap for you. Scientific research has proven what ancient scripture has known all along, that successful, resilient women think differently than average women. And that's why I'm going so hard in the paint, because the average woman doesn't take time to plan things out or strategize. She knows what she wants, she jumps up, and she just goes after it. No matter what it costs, she just goes for what she wants. And I believe that we should have some things in our lives that we want. But the big picture is, where am I going to be in 3 years? What am I going to be doing in five? That's the big picture. You have to have a place where you're traveling to. Have a goal. Have a goal. Have a goal for your relationships, for your finances, for your work, for your health, and for your spiritual lives. The recap is winning. Resilient women, they are not afraid of failure. Hey, listen, you're going to hit every target. I'm sorry, you're going to miss every target that you don't aim for. So aim. Don't care if the arrow don't reach there. You're not a failure. Just get another arrow and try shooting it again. So number one, they're not afraid of failure. Number two, they are flexible thinkers. You can't get it one way. You go back to your center and you relaunch and go another way. Flexible thinkers, not down for the count. I'm going to find another way. I'm going to find a way. I'm going to find that open door. I'm going to find that window. Flexible thinkers. Amen? The third thing is resilient winning women are mostly optimistic. Now, I don't know what kind of stuff people are talking in your ears, but if it's not optimism, if it's not faith, if it's not love, come on, you need to curb that conversation. Because that's pushing you back a couple of steps. You need some optimism. You need some faith rolling around in your spirit. That's what you need. And the fourth thing is, Winning women who are resilient reach out to other women. They realize that they are not an island and they don't stand alone. The final thing is, winning resilient women, they use their strengths. They use their strengths. Amen. My goodness. Yes. All right. So you got it? We use our strengths. We reach out. We're optimistic. We're flexible thinkers. And we're not afraid of failure. My name is Loretta Petit. This has been the Loretta Petit Show, Women Winning at Life from Ministry to Marketplace. Do reach out, LorettaReviews@gmail.com. I'd love to correspond with you. Don't forget to join us on tomorrow night, 9 p.m. Central, for the Clubhouse. Look for us from Ashes to Beauty. Come share a testimony. Come share your thoughts. Come and share Bible with us. We love you. In the name of Jesus, we do. To all of the Elation family, God bless you. I'll see you tomorrow. And to you too, Kimmy Kim, my awesome producer, love you with the love of the Lord. There's not a thing you could ever do about it. Not that you'd want to, because I'm lovable too. But this has been the voice of positivity, positive vision, positive voice, and positive vibes. Until next time, may God bless you. This is my prayer. Bye-bye.
Able to stand in the toughest winter.